22nd Shir Pesachim.
So, all the Bodak will ask us, what is the Meir Rabot? Islam, what is the Meir in the Kodo Moshe Bechakas Kume, Leimum with Moshe Achimot Lachtume Eichem. Chachomim in the Meir Kachimagir Misela, Uyika Kapsu. So Rashi says, that Gemara doesn't mean that it's mamish tolim machlekes chomim rabbah. Here, kapitikas chometz, Gemara just mentions this is the same kind of tzio as the case in Tume, as the tzio in Tume between the machlekes between Rabbi and Chacham. But we have in Tume there is a machlekes, but here there is no machlekes. So here, even according to Rav Meir, seeing because Chometz is the Rabbanon, so Rav Meir, he doesn't have to debate. Teitzves is Chelik Ablash, because Teitzves assumes that seeing the Gemara mentions Pluk the Rav Meir of Rabbanon, that's Teitzshita Lohra. So that means that it's Mamre, that the same Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rabbanon applies to this case. So Teitzves Kashi is, so how can Gemara say Pluk the Rav Meir of Rabbanon? So, that means that according to Rav Meir, he already was basically didn't find. So according to Rav Meir, he has the Chesish maybe there is. So what will be the use of being baby again? He'll have to do the same thing all over again. So Jesus says, he might have been showing people, the commander Rav Meir, and he's arguing with him. Jim, you ask, they have it, so he's about to be much, with so he's about. He's arguing Rav Meir. You are a little bit of the rising, I'm a hoche. He said, I'm not a man, I'm a little bit of the rising, I'm a hoche, because coming to Rabbanon, he's sure. But it's not like Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi, it's what it means. The same Tzio, but here, it's neither depend upon Machlekes. According to Tate says, the more it means the same Machlekes applies. So according to Chachom, he doesn't have to do that. According to Rabbeya, he has to be he has to be mabash. But Jesus says here, "V'yeshli mani ma'ir b'sholim b'itmo, v'ikoroma l'remeya l'isagi b'dike, kibidu l'ashkach, v'yahave b'sofik lav d'olimot." So this Jesus is not in line with Jesus Veshita in the beginning of the second period, where Jesus Veshita is, what Jesus says at the beginning of the second period, that Chomechen Yerdua is not here about the oil, not only that Jesus goes even farther than that. And he says, even if he knows that they have the chometz, but he doesn't know he came in, so he's not even going to coach him if he doesn't know whether he has chometz altogether. So the issue is that he's certainly not even going to. And here the teacher says, the Rameya Lissagi with Dike Kim Loyashkar, and he's so big, what will he want? So this teacher is not in harmony with the teacher Shite at the beginning of the second prayer. Teisves, da kopale vo metale, di vo amaschol di ashvino chayo ish in mitzvah. Okay? Shibu she yidu a heichem. So even if he knows, but he doesn't know heichem, the chometz is, where the chometz is, so he's not doing that. Kol shvim, where he doesn't even know what that is. And here Teisves, he is not. That even if he doesn't know whether it's isofik, whether he has chometz or not, so he's already a very valuable. Alright, now, Olu bodak v'yashkach. Now the next thing. Olu bodak v'yashkach. Suppose, in other words, Galbo, he was very device. He was very device once. He was very device once. Then he saw an owl, Yichtas. So he went in again, and he was waiting a second time. A second time. And he found Chometz. So it would seem that in such a case, he certainly is not worthy. Still, the Gemara says, look to the Rebbe of Shem Gamli. All of the Chavashka, Yichzab, Vanei, Ubodek, Vanei, Zah, Vyashka, Pus, Vanei, Yidei, Yuzulam, so it's told in Machlekes, of Rebbe of Shem Gamli, Sanye, so diceva al bokeber anich asleseich etom nimzo bokeber anich asleseich etoi shamrum beir keber anich asleseich shamrum keber shorov atu keber shenimzo. So words a keber was never in Israel. And then someone made a search, and he found it according to Rebbe, so we can safely assume that that's the keva. We don't have the bechesish, maybe this is another keva. This is another keva. Kavshim apila imeya, divodei klasode kuhul. Klasode kuhul. Now, the next. He niachte, so what he used, if let's say he was big, and he found 10 bottles of chametz, so he left them in a certain place. And then he later he comes and he finds an additional bundle. He finds 10. So in regard to the additional bundle, so it goes without saying, that means that something else that wasn't there. So he certainly mechuyev to be paid until he find one bond. But the question is it enough if he searches and he finds one bundle, so that's enough, he doesn't have to search again? Or since he left there 9 bonds and he found 10, so mainly it's possible that now we see that there is something new. So if there at least one bundle is new, so maybe all the 10 bundles are new. And the night that he left were taken away. So do we have to be chenshi that? So look at the Rebbe Rabbah. Itanye, hiniach mono uva tzom asayi, chum mais ha-shein inu rovim ze boze, dibre Rebbe, vachachom im eimrim hakel chum. So that means, according to Rebbe, we don't have to be chenshi shmeibi, or the Yehuda knew. We only assume that one bundle is new. Just as Rebbe says there, Hiviachmonu Matsubasai, so he says the one bundle, so is assumed to be the one bundle is assumed to be the same of Maisa Shei, and the other bundle is Chokhmah. And according to Chachomi, so we say that since he found more than what he left there, so then we have to be chayshish. Maybe everything is new. So hakel. All right, let's see Rashi. In the Abu Manush Maishen Rabbim, maybe we be misloy b'shavim on. Maybe kol mokim shemo yismas hashena mechulav alsloim alo. Umal asloim roshlan hakel chum shamon enotal. Beinu yivoy achekei. So the Rabbanon say that since he found there more than what was left, that means that someone was here. So he took away, and everything is new. We got the chometz name, the Rabbanon, hateshi niach elika, tzorich lifnei kol habayis, shemo kiro mchumis, ve'yosar hamtzoyis, yishachar livyon tamzu. So in other words, so here Rashi doesn't say since the case in Rabban, because according to Chachomim we assume like that Hakel Chum, and the indication is, and the indication consists in the fact that he didn't find what he left. So Meile we presume that everything is new. So Meile here Rabbi Chometz, who is the Rabban, it's not even resolved. So he has to be made it, because we presume according to Rabban that everything is new. Now, Bishle Neveya, so we say, Chachom is you, that in many came, but here, so we say, Giru Ruchum Beis, and then, Voreser Anitzoi Isi Shachar Eviyu. Alright. Now, suppose in Yach Yudu was at Isha. So, we have a Machlikes of Heaven Chachom in regard to that case too. Hanya zeh, tani niach masai mu motza mono. Mono munach mono mutu. Dibre rebe. Chachom imeim rei, Hak Yochol. Now Teisa says, the Miach has almost Teisha, Tufir Adramor, the Rebbe retired. The daughter, who came a Shova, who came a Shemitza. Who came a Shemitza. וכיב שמוצא יכול למצוא אוכלים ולרבון עונת שמוצא רסת של פירש הקונטס ומה יראה שכל הכיכורי קשור עם זה בזה דומיה דפלוק לדרד ורבון עוד וכמה נקרצה או מה מחלקת בכיסים קשור אבל כשהם קשורים but when it's not tied together דברי הקים חום ומייסה שאין הם יבואו עם זה בזה ואחל גם להשלים בזמן בואו נתלנו בטעם so Teisa says when do we say that it's new if it was tied together? Some male would presume it's Ivada. We presume that everything is new because since all the bundles were tied together, so how come now the number is different? So we say that all the bundles that were left here before were taken away and new bundles were deposited here. מה שאין כן, יביצה את שורי. So then, רבון אמר, that whole my session in Rome, זה וזה. Now, אם יהיה ביזוב יזו, ומוד זוב ביזוב יזכר. Suppose he left in one zob yes, and he found in another zob yes. פלוק תדרפשים גם לי על רבון. תתניה, קר במשורת בבית, סבאי סטומי, שעניי מי עוד מטומי נכנס לשום מנות. רבשים גם דיר עם מי, הבאי סטוי, שעניי מי השאיר לאחר משוחר. אוי, שלא טוב מזובי, זובי מיד החוץ. משוחר. זובי הסמן בחשוב, חשוב המחסר עוד. קר נשאר בבית, הבאי סטומי, שעניי מי עוד מטומי נכנס לשום מנות. So, this is what the Rabbanan said. אוי שהניח עם איזו ויזו ומצב איזו אחרס איזו הבאה היסטומי שעניי מי עוד המטומי נכנס לשום ונות להם איזו ויזו וניח איזו ויזו אחרס This is what the Rabbon is רבי שמתמיר עם מי הבאה היסטוי שעניי מי שירח יום שוחח אוי שנות להם איזו ויזו וניח איזו ויזו ושוחח זו מחלק את הרבון רבי שמתמיר is not a question, it's better we presume that he himself did it and he forgot. So according to the Rabbanon, we don't say that. According to the Rav Shimon Gamliel, we say that. So mele, so kabichomets too, according to the Rabbanon, we have to be cheshish. So that it's not that one. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so just as over there we are telling that another Machir did it, so, here too, we are telling that they're not machad. Now, let's see. So, there are many theories in this book. So, let's see how the Rambam passes in all these theories. There's a machlekes in regard to some of the theories. Now, the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam holds that this deed, the first seal of the Gemara of Teisha Tziborim, so he disagrees with Teisha's Pshat and even with Rashi's Pshat, he disagrees. Teisha's Pshat is that it's the first seal has reference to Yisrachim. The Rambam says no, there's not a reference to Yisrachim. And then he even disagrees with Rashi's Pshat. Because according to Rashi, as Teisha explains Rashi, so it has reference to the case where it was not Bivate. But if it was Bivate and it's a Shaila only in the Rabbanon, so then without Pirish. So it's like the Rabbanon is a good. It's a good Rabbanon is a good. The Rambam Shita is that even that if it was Bivate and we can, so the Magnishta explains, we cannot apply the principle of Sveikin Rabbanon Kule because the whole Chiyuv Nike was Niskan Lassof. So maybe it's not Chayach to say Sveikin Rabbanon Kule. Sveikin Rabbanon Kule. So the Rambam says Yigdel makes halacha yud. That's the first seer of the Gemara. Hiniach bishop tzipurim shomatz ve'achotzol chomet. Ubo arvo ve'notal bo yodam. Im chomet imatzol notal. V'nichnas lepayis boduk. So tzorich libdek. Shekol akivua kimechtzal mecht. Kimechtzal mecht. So, even though he was mivateil, because the dike he was so was niskan alasof. So maybe we cannot say we could. Now the chayvet says, because the chayvet al mikveroh, he will say elim biklu avoyim dike seikin rabbanon. Now, so this chayvet is not in line with what the chayvet says in the asoges and the balavoye. So either it's the same Raivet, and the Raivet was Chizeir, or it's different Raivet, the Raivet on the reef is the first Raivet, and this is the second Raivet, or it's possible that the Raivet here doesn't say Omar Avraham, it says Kosma Raivet now. So in other words, it's the same Raivet, and the Raivet himself agrees that even if he was not Mivate, even if he was Mivate, so still he has to be Mechuyev to be Vedic, as the Raivet in his Asok, as the Lavoya says, because the Chiyuv Dikei is Niskal Asok, is Niskal Asok. And when he says, when he's Masik here, he doesn't say it's his own Asok. He says, because of the Raivet now, so it's not that the Talmud mentioned what the second Raivet said, in his Asok, as the Rambam. Maybe it's the Roshan of the Raivet himself, but the second Raivet is saying what his father-in-law, the first Raivet, said. That the first Raivet is disagreeing with the Rambam Shite. But the second Raivet maybe agrees with the Rambam anyway, because the Raivet in the Asok is Dabar Moya, so he agrees with the Rambam on that point. So whatever the reason is, anyway, the Raivet here says, because of the Raivet Zahal, Lo Michter, Hom Yose El Yibito, Abo V'Yibdike, Svekin Rabo. Alright, so that is one tzio. Now, in the same tzio, it's a little strange that the Gemara has a number of tziyorim, and the Gemara mentions in the first tzio the case of Pirej and the case of Loi Pirej. So the Rambam should also mention that together. So the case of Loi Pirej, he mentions separately. And then in Aloch Yud, and the case of Pirej, so he mentions at the end of Aloch Yudah. It's a little strange why the Rambam, doesn't explain it in the same order as the Gemara explains. So one half of this Gemara is mentioned in Aloch Yud. Then the second half, Oisho Yutisho Tziburin Shal Matzo. That's in Aloch Yudah, at the end of Aloch Yudah. Oisho Yutisho Tziburin Shal Matzo. V'yecho Shal Chomeitz. Upirish kika mehe, when you do a chomet to matzo, ubo arbo vinot lakike, shepirish, vinichnas lepayis poduk, vichol eiru en yitzorich nivdik pam shniyo, shein kan kovua. Shein kan kovua. So the Rambam says, shein kan kovua, the Rambam doesn't say whether he was mivateil or he was not mivateil. He doesn't make any difference. And so it's Pashtus Roshon of the Rambam, it's Mashma that in this case, if it's Pirish, so any Tzorach Nibdek, even if he wasn't the Rambam. That's the Pashtus Roshon of the Rambam. Even if he wasn't the Rambam. Now, the Miri mentions the Shittas HaRisheni, that even in the case of Pirish, where we apply the principle of Kol Miporish, Mirume Porish, so that we apply in regard to all Yisrael Raitse, regard to Nisan Vele. So we apply that. So we certainly rely on even Yisrael Raitse. So still, the Miri said, mentions, she does a reshading, that even when the Alabaris was first spirit, and then he was Nichas Levayis, and we don't know whether this Tzibu, that the Alab was first spirit, and he was Machlis Levayis, whether it's one of the nine Matzeh, or the one Chomeres. So then it's all Chlipdeik. So he says, only if he was Mivate. But if he wasn't Mivate, so then he's Mechuyev to be Mivate or to be Beidik. So in other words, when it's a question of the Raitse, when the Chiyuv Dike is with the Raitse, so then we don't rely according to that chitta that the Yali mentions, we don't rely on kompoish mehuve po. Requires. The question is, why should it be required to make people? It's vadai. It's vadai matzo. Why should it be required? So in other words, in regard to the chiyuv of ta of hashubosim, with the right say, so we don't rely on kol polish and the polish. We rely on kol polish in regard to this available kol so much material. But not in regard to the chiyuv hashubosim that is the right say. But where he is vadai, and it's a question of a drabonon. So then he doesn't have to be baited. Well, he dashed you a bit when it's off. So that's the other shit. But first he mentions the shite that Beetle, that only if he was Mibate, but if he wasn't Mibate, so he can't rely on Kobe Forest. Now how can that be explained? So now I mentioned already. I mean the shite of the Rosh and the Shepshmaitse says that this is also the shite of the Ramah. In the Chassidus be the shita of the Rosh in Shimon Kovetzas in Balmetzia, that in the sugya of Kofatz Echad Misrich Amnui Viseichet. So all the Shem is the Kashe. Why don't we rely on both and call the Poris and the Poris? So the shita Rosh in Shimon Kovetzas in Balmetzia in the Teretz, that here we can in regard to Ma'aseh. We cannot rely on Kobe Polish and Ube Polish because there is a special Tzeres HaKosov Asiri Vatay Le Asiri Sofik. So even though it's called the Polish, but Sofik it is. So in other words, so the Shiris of Rosh is that the Biru of Kobe Polish is nothing. I mean that the Din of Kobe Polish is not a Biru. The hope of Kobe Polish is not a Biru. It's a Din. And the Sheshmaizi says that this is the Shiris of Rambam also, because the Rambam says the Rambam says in Pirik, Tezayin of Yilchis, Suri Bie, Ligabi Asufe, Anitza Bishuk. So if Reiv Vakum, so it's considered a Vakum. If Reiv Israel is considered Israel. Why? Because all the Polish know the Polish. So the Rambam says, if it in a case was Nitza Bishuk, so, and if it is Reiv Israel, so we consider him as Israel. Because we rely on both. So he says that if this relates with so when she grew up, so and she didn't go through games. So and then somebody was the Kaddish, and then somebody was Boleo. So he's not hired, we say. What as long as there are any nochiois in the city, even if there is one nochis in the city, or Shifrachas in the city, and the rest of the inhabitants are Jews. There are no other goyim, just one Ochis, or one Shifra. So this Dinekis that was found, so we consider her as an Israeli, but if someone was Mikadish when she grew up, and she didn't go through Geos, if she didn't, went through Geos, so Mimonim Shech, she is a Pas Yisrael, and she didn't go through Geos. So, and somebody was Mikadisher, then somebody was Boleo, so we do not without missing. So the Raimed is massive. But Halacha is that we rely on the Foshes, even in regard to the Foshes. So we rely on God. That Halacha is if the father was Mikabu Vishu for his Pitik Tano, and then she is Baskimu Shalom Yilechov. Somebody was born there, so he's Chayim Mitzeh. So we go, we rely on hope, we're not afraid. Maybe when she grows up, she'll turn out to be an islandess. So the Dush with the Shitoes. So here too, we rely on hope. So the Sheshmaitse says, because according to the Rambam, there is a difference between Ruben Isikamon and Ruben Lesikamon. So COVID, like, come on, is effective with us people. So maybe it's effective even without the forces. Machine COVID is come on, is not effective with us people. But with us being like the Oshite, that Asir Vadai, Viloi, Asir Isofik. Asir Vadai, Asir Isofik. So Isofik it is. But it's exosakoso, that we don't have to be Hashish. Not that it's a Vada. So, but the forces, if it's a Sophic, we cannot be down there with the forces. Now the child is this. So the Sheshmaitz is saying that the Shite of the Rambam is mamish like the Shite, mamish like the Shite of the Rosh. But it is certainly like the Shite of the Rosh. But whether it's mamish like the Shite of the Rosh, that is not certain. It could be that the Rambam does not go as far as the Rosh. According to the Rosh, so called Bipori, she's not a Biro altogether. Even Nisuri, it's not a Biro. But the Torah, it's a Sakosu, that we rely on it. That we rely on it, even though it's not a Biro, it is a song. Because according to the Rosh, so we cannot apply the deal of called Bipori, she might have been there because of the Sakosu of Asir Madla Sirko. Maybe the Shidis Rambam is not like that. It could be the Shidis Rambam is like that. But as the Shishmaisa says, but maybe the Shidis Rambam doesn't go as far as that. And we'll have to say it in the Miri, you'll have to say it. So since we have to say it in the Miri, maybe that the Shidis Rambam also. Maybe the Shidis Rambam, the Rambam doesn't go as far as the Rosh. The Rambam can hold that the Aloche of Rov of Kopi Porish is a Biru. Is a Biru. In his soul. But why it is a Biru in his soul, but it's not enough of a Biru to govern the process. That's the Shidis Rambam. So in other words, you have all kinds of Biru. You have all kinds of Biru. So the Biru of Kopi Porish in Isuri, so it is a Biru. But in the Gabini Foshes, it's not enough of a Biru. Let's say like, in Hilchim Shmuel says, in Hilchim Momen Acharon. Rav says, that Hilchim Momen Acharon. So what does it mean? Now, if we say that Rav is a Biru, that Rav, maybe the Shemim hold that Rav is a Biru. So why does Shmuel say Ein Hilchim Omen Acharon? And we pass for like Shmuel. The answer is Shmuel too. Rov is a Biru according to many Rishonim, but it's not enough of a Biru legabei Momen to be made in Momen Yadam Muzek. So we require a stronger Biru than the Biru of Rov. So in other words, that's the pshat in the Gemara of Ein Hilchim Omen Acharon. We certainly have to say that pshat according to the Rishonim who say that Rov is a Biru. According to the Rishonim, that say that Rov is a Biru. According to Teisves Shite in Govakam. Now Teisves, I discussed in Sanhedrin. Teisves in Sanhedrin distinguishes between two kinds of Rov. Rov like Rov of Chadye, Ruben is Abel Chadye, and another Rov. So in other words, so again the Sheshmaitz explains it on the basis of Rovatol Bimilek. So according to the Teisves in Sanhedrin, who distinguishes between two kinds of Rov, a Rov Atol Bimilek, a Rov Atol Biteva, and the Aloche of Shmuel, of Eichon Omenachar Rov. So it only applies to a Rov Atol Bimilek, but Rov Atol Biteva is Hilchim. So then, the thesis in Sanhedrin, in Bambimol, we explain it, we can explain on the basis of the premise that Rov Atol Bimilek is not effective in Zadbiru, only in Zadin. So Mele, since it's in Zadin, so it's only effective by Surin, not by Mom. Not a moment. But according to Teisves in Borakame, where Teisves in Borakame says that Enoch Name, that moment is more humble than the Foshes, and we don't rely on any Rov. Not even on the Rov, not even Rov Atolo Biteva. So we couldn't say, by the Foshes it is effective, and by moment not, because we have to be made to moment in Ramos. That stays a shit in Borakame. So we couldn't say that Rov is not a Biru already. If Rov is not a Biru, it's just a deed, how can it be effective in the process if it's not a Biru? So it is obvious that according to Teisves in Borakame, that Rov is, so Rov is a Biru. And that's exactly the reason as to why it is effective in the process. But still, Momen is more homo, because we have to be made in Momen, beyond our music. So what does it mean? It's not enough of a Biru to become a Momen. So we could say, so we don't have to say that the Shidis Rambam
that called the porous is not a bureau altogether. Even by the Zohar, it's not a bureau. It's only the. That's the Shiddes Rosh. But maybe the Shiddes Rambam means it is a bureau. But it's not enough of a bureau to. It's not enough of a bureau to be effective in the Foshes. Just as according to Tesis in Borokamadav Koptes, so Rome is not enough of a bureau to be effective in Mom. To be made Timom Yelamut. So the Shiddes Rambam means. In Yisurim, Rob is considered a bureau, because the Torah doesn't require the Gabi Yisurim. That is such a certainty, I mean, an absolute certainty. Masha'im came with Gabi in Foshes, so we require a higher degree of bureau. So Mele, it's not a bureau, only Gabi in Foshes. Now, and the Pshat in the Rambam could be, as Bishop Spicer says, that the Rob of Kodiporish is no bureau altogether, not in Yisurim. But let's see the Miri. The Miri is the first Loshin of the Miri. Pius of Pusahachas Mizo Mizachas. Uboah, but we're not Vichnis on the Bible, he said, so of Dike. Vadai Matzahu. Vadai Matzahu. So he emphasizes, why do they say Vadai Matzahu? Because the Miri Shite is the Tifri we got to Dike the Rabbonon where he was Mivate. Since it was Niskar Lasofik, so Mimele, where it's kavua, so he has to make him tick again. We cannot say Zvika the Rabbanon, because this the Rabbanon is different. It was this Kravasov. So in order that he shouldn't be Mechuyev to make him tick, so it has to be Vadach. It has to have Al-Bedin, it has to be considered as Vadach. If Al-Bedin it's considered as a Sofik, then even Gabi tick the Rabbanon is Mechuyev to be made again. So that's the Mirishim. So that's why he emphasizes here, Vadai Matzehu, Shekola Peris, Meoreiv Peris, Veikan Sofik. Again he emphasizes, Veikan Sofik. That's the sheet of the Miri, because it's like the Rambam. The Rambam also says that we got it, Dike the Rabbonon, if it's only a Sofik, so it's Mechuyiv to make him Dike again. Elosh, but then still he says, Elosh, in what way will he make? Well, Dash, Leo, I'm Bidlin, it's Sofik. But the Dash, Vesheino, says that Bidl is Zorich, even though the reason is why B'dike in it Zorich is because it's a Vada. So the question is, Monefshah, what's the Shittah of it? What's the Shittah of the Mir? Does he hold that Kol Diporish is a Din? The Rav of Kol Diporish is a Din? So it's not a Vada. Why does it say Vada Matzo? So Zorich Matzo. He says Vada Matzo. Why did he say Vein Kam Zorich? So in other words, so he does not agree with the Shiddes Rosh. He does not agree with the Shiddes Rosh that Kol Diporish is a Sofik. But he holds that it is a Bill. If it is a Bill, so why does he say in the first Rosh, that was in Batla the Libet? Why in Batla the Libet? It's in Batla. Why does he have to be in Batla the Libet? So apparently the real Shita is that Kol Diporish in his soul in only so that I say is considered as a sufficient bill. But Kol Diporish is not a very strong bill. In other words, the merely also agrees with Shiddes Rambam that we have in Foshes we don't rely on Kol Diporish because it's not a strong bill. So we have in Chiyu Diket Raise or Bidu. So where the Etzem Chiyu consists in its essence, consists in making sure that there is no chametz. In other words, so it has to be mivatel. In other words, if it's in pokim shemachmisim b'chametz, so the miri shita is, what he said in the Raivet, the Asovias and the Balamoy, that here we cannot apply the whole aloche of Svekid Rabban Mikule, because the whole chiyuv of Dikin, essential, to make sure that there is no chametz. So, but where is the chiyuv dike? If it's in mokim shemachmisim b'chametz. So, in other words, if chametz is likely, so mele, as far as the chiyuv deraisa of people of dike is concerned, so this bureau of Kol Diporish is not enough. Since Kol Diporish is not a sufficient bureau to apply to the nefoshes, so the miri holds that it's not a sufficient bureau. Ligabi the chiyuv dike b'raisa, chiyuv bidu. But where there is no chiyuv dike b'raisa, only a chiyuv b'rabbanon, so then Even though the Chiyuv Tikkun D'Rabbanan is also Niskalasofik, but where it's not Isofik, you call it Terekole. In the Isurid Raise, it's not Chazir Isofik. So here too, it's not Chazir Isofik. But where there is a Chiyuv Tikkun D'Raise, so then even that Biro is not enough. That's the Shita. That's the Shita of the Mir. Alright, now, the Lashon HaRambam is. It's not clear what the Rambam is referencing, because the Rambam says, "Oy shohoyu tisha tibur, shel matzah ve'achot shel chometz u'piris kikamia ve'niyudua yuchometz u'matzah u'bo'ar bo v'notol akikam shepiris v'nichtas libayis bodim." Bichol einu in tzorich lipik pam shvio shein kan kovah. So we could say that since the Rambam does not say im bitel, say so that means even if loy bitel in tzorich lipik, we could say that. But the Rambam in Halach Yudalev is kelel in number of tzior, in number of cases. Now in Halach Yudalev he says like this. Shnei tziburim, echot shel chometz ve'echot shel matzah. Ushnei bodim, echot boduk ve'echot shein bodim. Ubo ushnei avorim, ze notol chometz, ze notol matzah. Ve'yodim alei ze bayis nichnas, ze shenotol chometz. Now what tzio is this? This tzio is the tzio in regard to which the Gemara says, hayne shnei kupis. So in regard to that tzio, the Gemara has the kashe, eim ad amrinon shanei lea bitruma de rabonon. Bichomets the Raisi Miyamino, or to the Keshomets, so Gemara uses the Teres, or to the Keshomets the Raisi, the Rabbanani, the Raisi with the Balmasak. So the Gemara says in so many words that in the case, in this seer of Shnei Tziburi, Echot Shal Matzo, Echot Shal Chomets, Shnei Boti, Echot Boduk, Echot Eini Boduk, Echot Boduk, Echot Eini Boduk. So it can be Tele, so when can be Tele? If it was Mivatel. Well, it's a question of the Rabbanon, but if it wasn't Mivatel, he cannot be Tele. He cannot be Tele. Now, and the Rambam mentions this tzio together with the tzio Oy shoyo shnei tziburim echot shel chometz echot shel matzah u'shnei botim echot boduk echot shein boduk u'bo u'shnei avorim ze notol chometz ze notol matzah ve'niyudu alei ze bayis nichnas ze she notol chometz. That's the first tzio in Halach Yudalev in the Rambam. And in regard to that tzio, the Gemara says in so many words that only if he was mevatel, then he can be tehillah kol. But if he wasn't mevatel, he cannot be tehillah kol. Then the Rambam mentions v'chein shnei bodim b'dukim v'tzibur echot shel chometz u'bo ach arba v'nota v'yodu alei ze bayis nichnas oy sheyoda shenichnas le'echot mehem v'nichnas acho u'bo dak v'lemotzo klum oy shebo dak u'motzo kikya oy and then oy shehoyo tisha tziburim shel matzo v'echot shel chometz u'piris kikamen that's kol boris v'yodu alei chometz v'yodu alei matzo u'bo arba v'nota akikya shepireish. So the Rambam has four tzio. The first tzio is the tzio in regard to which the Gemara says that if he was only if he was mevatel, but if he was mevatel, he cannot be tzio. And the fourth tzio now is the tzio of kol boris. So mele we cannot say that it's mashma b'loshon Rambam in as much as he says in regard to kol boris. So the whole Eidu Nitzorich Libdeik, and he doesn't say a Nitzorich Libdeik in Loi Bitel, in Bitel. So it means even if Loi Bitel, and it's all that. And that's how. Because, Monefsheh, if we are going to Midayik, that from the Lashon HaRambam, and the Rambam is Kelel, the first CEO, together with the fourth CEO, and the first CEO, he certainly could not have reference, the Rambam couldn't have reference, to a case where he was not mevatel. Because the Gemara says, oh, it only has reference to a case where he was mevatel. So, and he's kelel, b'chol eilu. So maybe it's very likely that when the Rambam says, in regard to the fourth tzio, in its own mitzvah, so it also means, only if he was mevatel. In other words, that the Rambam shitei is like the first washed levir. That even where we have the aloha of kol b'chol, and the Miri says that it is Vade Matzah. But where it's negiye a chiyuv, the right self decay. So the chiyuv, the mitzvah, the right self decay is unique. And true that all the Polish is considered a sufficient bill. But it's not considered a sufficient bill in regard to the chiyuv dike midrais. Because over there the halacha is that kol mokim shemachnis in the chametz, where there is any possibility, even if it's a remote possibility, it's not probable. So you also is mechuyev to be made to the midrais. That's the shita of the mirei. So it might be that the shita of the Rambam is also like that. And that would be in accordance with the Shiva Sarabam, that called the Polish, so it's not effective for government forces. Because the government forces will require a higher degree of people. It could be. Alright. Anyway, that's the sheet, that's certainly the sheet A of the meal. Now let's see how the Rambam passes the other two. Now then, so in Allah Dalek, he mentions Vichain Shnei Botim Tukim. וציבור אחד של חומץ, ובו ארבע בנותיו, וידוע לאיזה בייס נכנס. So, איזה בייס נכנס. So that's the ציור of שני שביל. ציבור אחד של חומץ, הוא פונו פריז בוט עם תוקי, והוא עושה ארבע בשוקל, והוא ידין on אילה היו, So, that I mentioned already, the previous year. That the Rambam is chilik on Rashi, because Rashi says that the same thing of Rabbi Yitzchak that Polish shol all of Chaverim. So then, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak is mitamu b'basachas, and it's tomei. So here too, if let's say the two parties belong to different owners, and it's Polish shol all of Chaverim. So in such a case, so the Yoas Ochen will be that he has to make him big, according to Rashi. But the Rambam is not Mechale. So the Mishnah Mala gives a teretz. Why isn't the Rambam Mechale? Because the Gemore in Subes, Ligabi Khanes, so the Gemore is Nabaye, Nimtso Shomarbe, Marbe Yachon. So whether it's Matzeles, Alkola, Kehanes, Kulon. So the Gemara says, why should it be different than Shnei Shvilim? So if both Yishul Masachas, so we declare both of them Tomei. So here too, I mean, how can we be Matia? All the Kahanas. But the hideout and the escape place is only, he was only capable of saving one, not all of them. So the Gemara says, Shnei Shvilim, so there was two Mevada. So in Mele, if it's both Lishel and Masachas, so then we certainly say that it's both atomic. Masha'ikin here, it's not a badai that it slipped me off. So in Mele, even if it's both Lishel and Masachas, so it's Matzeles Alkula. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. So here too, because it's not a badai. It's not a badai. Because even if the Arbo was Machlis in this place, but it's still a possibility that the Arba ended up and didn't leave anything. There was no remnant. This is a Mishnah of that. So anyway, so the Hesh they brought him to keep with Tzibur Echad Shal Chometz, who brought Arba al Yomachtal, but you do alayin ze bayis lichnas. So in that case, the Rambam Paskins, if you involve Yishol Basachas, still equal it. Not like Rashi that involve Yishol Basachas, so it's the whole. Then, the Rambam mentions another tzibur, אוי שיודע שנכנס ליחוד מהם, ונכנס אחר ובודות ולמוצא כלום, אוי שבודק ומוצא כיכר, אוי שבודק ומוצא כיכר. So what they say, all the בודק, ביאשכה, is put to the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. So according to Rebbe, so he doesn't have to be there. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he has to be there. So the Rambam passes like Rebbe. But the Rebbe is massive, the Rebbe here is massive. Because the Raivet passes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he has to be there. And then, Oy Shoyo Tisha Tziburin, Shal Matzo, V'echot Shal Chometz, who Piris Kika Mehen, so then, Bicholei, now then he said, then the Rambam, Hiliach HaChometz Bizov Yezu,
is bizov yezu in moch of bizov sache oy shi ni achte sho khale yezu moch va yeser oy she bo arbo binota ha khomet bizov ikh nas le bay yezu un ikh nas bi khomet u tsokh mit tay why because that's like the rabono like the rabono but not fred all right Now let's see, at that time we didn't go over the whole Raya in the Asokas of Alamoy. He's certainly Uzzah. So mainly there is no sex thing. So by Kishat's boy, we're appointed. So we say it's Kavua. But the question really is why shouldn't there be a sex thing? First of all, one something, even though it's Kavua, but it's still a soft. So maybe is the Sigur Shomatze Darbo was Machnis. Assuming that Darbo was Machnis, so maybe he didn't leave anything over. He ate up everything. He didn't leave over anything. There is no one. So he's next again. So Amoya says no, because this also calls with Rav Zeira. That Rav Zeira says, Riposo loy mishayel, bilechem mishayel. So what's the pshat? Bilechem mishayel. He certainly lives on. It's impossible that he should eat up everything. So we have only one sofi, Mashiach, according to Rav. Who says Rabbi holds that it's possible that it's possible by lechem that he should eat up everything? So then even loy pirish, so it doesn't require dikeh and not even bittul because it's a svekser. This is what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is mad. Omar Avro, tam yom miki. Harim mitvav dikeh. Rabbi hayti test kuri shomatze. Avu bittul itzol. Mishim dikeh treis veike. Sofik matz. ואם אני אכל, מי יכבל ברבזיר, אלה כספיק אחרת. עוד ברבזיר, ועדיין יישאר לגומה. So there's the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rai. According to Balamoyer, when Rabzir says that Eich Lechem is a Yishayr, it means is that Vada Yishayr. Vada Yishayr. And according to the Rai, Lechem Yishayr means that sometimes it's Yishayr. And takes a shit, it's also like Rai, that we saw. That he doesn't mean Vada Mishaire, but maybe he's Mishaire. Otto Rabzira Vada Mishaire Koma. This is his name. Elo Vada Ina Mishaire Koma. He came with Rabzira Nami Kleisreka. Because he's doing Mizu. All right, so the Maraboya Shiri is that it's Vada Mishaire Koma. Because he's doing Mizu, the Koma to Mechza of Mechza Dome. It's all people. Vanam Vipika Askino. Ushnei Tzibur Nechot Shomatze Mechot Shomet Yechiyah. Diboy Vipike. Oy va, di ke bay shir vot du tavin un ha arbo de khomet be kav gay. Du ya bim un tre zeke minu. Is so bi tre zeke is at no ab un shne arbo in ha de khomet ze khod maate u bay ze khod vot du u ya bim un himin ay ay. Tre zeke ar lo mel le meima shne potim ve khod shne potim ela ko khom di kaske. Vi har de test bo in kav ko bu ap ke name vot. וחיפוריש אפילו ביטו לבוי. מי הוא מבוי ולומי מהטיימה לא יהבה, טיימה לומו, לא יהבה צווי צווי כה וביטו מה לא יבוי. נושי בנימה, כגין שאישוס ליהו ולא אוכלי. כל מה שלום שצורך לבדי, ואין לו לחשס עד כדי שיכלנו, הוי לבי זה הוא רוצה כל כך. ליצור דיקה, חודם לי יש כשי נבוי. וזה הטעם לכולו מצליחים דיקה שלא יחשבנו, סוף כחיל להפך, מה שהייתי ללמוד על הדוחים, הוא בא במפורי, ובשבילו זה שואחת את דברים ולמס, ופיך המסל מייסי מתחיל סביב. ואם אנו מיתו מן הטעם הזה, כי תאירו ולא מסמכלו. So the Raivet in the Asogias and the Balamoya, so his shite is, we explained it at that time, that his shite is that there is a special aloche, regabi the dike, even when the dike is only in the Ravok. So we cannot say it's sophic we go, because the whole dike is niskra sophic, even where it's only in the Ravok. So the question is, so in the case of Loi Pirich, of Kavua, so why don't we have a speculation? So why don't we have a speculation? So he says that we cannot apply the concept of speculation here, because what is the second time? What topic is, maybe it's Mat. But assuming that it's Chomet, maybe the Albo ain't happened. And even according to Rabzeire, so it doesn't mean that what a Mishaher. It's possible that it's Mishaher, but it's possible that he didn't leave any money. So there is a second topic. So he says we don't have a second topic, because it takes a certain time for the Albo to eat up. It takes a certain time, let's say it takes him half an hour. So the moment when the Baal HaBayis becomes cognizant of this fact that the Albo was Nichnas LeBayis, and at that moment there was only one topic. So mainly at that moment the Bayis acquired the status of Mokim Shemachnis Bechomets. And when he was baiting the Bayis, so then the Bayis became Mokim Shemachnis Bechomets. But then when the Albo grabbed one bundle of Chomets and it's Kavua, so we don't know whether grabbed one bundle and it's Kavua, so we don't know whether it's Chomets or Matzah. So mainly at that moment it became a sophic, whether it's chometz or matzo. So that is a reyesay in the cheskas bodu of the house too. He just finished being baited in the house. But that in itself is the reyesay, the fact that the nalbo brought into the house something that is sophic chometz or matzo. So mainly it's not. So that is a reyesay in the cheskas boduk. So the bayis acquired the status of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. The moment the bayis acquires the status of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz, so he became a chuyim, became a svalai to the day. Because that's the aloche. Well, if he wasn't mivatel, so became a svalai, he was mechuyim to the day. And if he wasn't mivatel, midraise, if he wasn't mivatel, so then the moment the bayis acquired the status of Mokim Shemachnisim Bechometz, so he became mechuyim, became a svalai to be buried in the house, as the Ram says. That where it's in Mokim Shemachnis in the Chometz, so he's Mechuyev Midraise to be buried. And even if it turns out, even if it's like Shmaya Gaye, that there is no Chometz, but since it's in Mokim Shemachnis in the Chometz, so he becomes Mechuyev Midraise to be buried. If he was Mimateil, so then Midravonon, he becomes Mechuyev Midras Vadai to be buried. The moment he became, when he sees the Arbo, that is Nichnas Levayis. So, and at that moment, there is no Svek Sveike. Because at that moment, there was no opportunity for the Albo to eat up the whole bundle. The whole bundle. So Mele became Mechuyev, became a Svada. So even though, after half an hour, when there was an opportunity for the Albo to eat up the whole Chometz, so then we do have Svek Sveike. But in as much as at the moment, when he became at first cognizant of this fact that the bayis is already mokim shemachnis in the chometz, so at that time he became a chuyev b'teres vaday. So maybe even later on he cannot rely on the specs again. He cannot rely on the specs. Now, so this is the highest fact, but this should not be equated with the first talents
of the Mogavom, because the first parents of the Mogavom is Simon Tophonetes. So he distinguishes between Kedem Sheishois and Lacha Sheishois. So the Mogavom, the Mogavom Steretz is based upon the premise that there is no Chiyu of Bdiker Diras Vada, except on the basis of the fact that the Chiyu of Bdiker, so is Bdiras Yor. So wherever the Chometz is also, where the Sofit Chometz is also Bdiras Vada. So Mimele, the Chiyu of Bdiker and Sofit Chometz is also Bdiras Vada. But that's only according to Magavom. It's only le'achas shoyis. But kelim shoyis, where chometz is not osir. So mimele the chiyuv dike and sofik chometz is not b'diras vada either. That's the Magavom says. But the Raavad shite is something else. The Raavad shite is, according to the Raavad, doesn't make a difference. Kelim shoyis or le'achas shoyis. The chiyuv dike is b'diras vada. In its essence, b'dikeh is b'diras vada. According to the Mogavom, so the chiyuv b'dikeh is not b'diras vada. They are only lachash shoyis. So since the iser chometz, since its chometz is osir, so sofik chometz is osir b'diras vada. So in mele, there is a chiyuv b'dikeh b'diras vada and sofik chometz also. But kedem sheshoyis, where the chometz is not osir, where the Sophic Chometz is not also B'tiras Vadai, so the Chiyuv Dike is not B'tiras Vadai either. There's the Mogavom, but the Raavad Shitta is much more mistava than the Mogavom. The Raavad Shitta is not based upon the premise that Dike is B'tiras Yom. No, because Dike by definition implies that you are Mechuyev B'tiras Vadai to be Beinik. And deep in Flav Yishmai is Galim, that there is no Chometz, so you are still Mechuyev B'tiras Vadai. That's the Pshat, that's the definition of it. It's more mistava like right. Because what does it mean to be Vedic? Vedic means that, in other words, if I have a Sophie, whether I have Chomets or not, I'm a Chiyuv to be Vedic. And even if Flavi Shvai is Galia, that I don't have the Chomets. But my Chiyuv is with the Rasvada. So the Mele, at the time, but if there is a Svexvik at the very outset, so then there was never a Sophie, so it's not even a Mokim Shemach Nisi the Chomets. If there would be a next week at the very outset. But at the very outset, when the album is Nichlas with Bayis, then there is no next week. So there is just one Sophie. Since there is just one Sophie, so there is no bill that there is no Chometz in that Bayis. Just one Sophie. So mainly the Bayis acquires a status of Mokim Shemachnis in the Chometz. So he becomes, since the Bayis acquires at that moment, when the album is Nichlas with Bayis, it acquires a status of Mokim Shemachnis in the Chometz, so Mimele is Mechuyev to be the Svaray to be made. So even later on, when a certain interval has elapsed, and it's already possible that the Arbo ate up all the whole book of Chometz, so he still becomes Mechuyev. Why? Because he already became Mechuyev. So then when another Sophic takes effect, it's one Sophic, because he already became a Chuyev at the very outset with Terasvat. This is the Sheikh's right. But what Monafrom says is not the same thing, that the right says. But what the Monafrom says is very similar to what the Chidushi Aran says. And I don't want to go over everything the Chidushi Aran says. But the Chidushi Aran says that the reason as to why Patation Tzipuri, if Loi Pirish, so it's Mechuyev to be Bidik, so he says, because when the Arbo is Machdis, that Sibu, and it's Isophic, it's Kavua, so it's Isophic. Whether it is Chometz or Matzeh, so mainly that Sibu, that the Arbo is Machdis, becomes Osabach Hileh. So Mimele, he becomes Mechuyev B'tiras Vadai B'Drabonon to be made, because he becomes also Ba'achile B'tiras Vadai B'Drabonon. So Mimele, he's Mechuyev B'tiras Vadai B'Drabonon. The Chidush Aran says, why? So the Pshat in the Rami is that the Chiyuv of Dike is B'tiras Yor, because of Nisar Achile. So in the case of Tisha Tzipuri Matzeh, Ve'achot Chometz, so it's Kavua. So Mimele, that that sibur that the Arbor wept is becomes with their swada, it becomes also bachile with Rabbon. Midrai say it's also with their sofi. But with Rabbon it becomes also bachile with their swada. So since it becomes also bachile with their swada, so it becomes mechuyev to be baited with their swada. What's the pshat in the Ram? In the Chiddush Ram? So the Ram, the longness of the book of Rom is based upon the longness of the Chiddush Ram. So the Chiyuv Dikei is b'diras yor against the Yisrachile. As Teisve says, that bait, that was the Chachomim, who are mechayavim to be baited, Gzei Roshem Yechlenu. So Mimele, so just as Sofik Chomets, the partitions in Tisha Tiburim shall matzah of the Yachot Shal Chomets, ובו ארבע. So that Tzibu, that the ארבע grab, so maybe it's also באחיל ובדירס פאדה עם רמנון, so maybe he's מחויב to be בדק בדירס פאדה. He's מחויב to be בדק בדירס פאדה. So this is in, so the Mugafrom Steretz is an extension of this fondness of the Chiddush Ram. But that's not the Raibachit. The Raibachit is, the Raibachit is the Bdike is not the Terasyon. But Bdike by definition means that wherever you have a Sofik, that there is Chomet, so you have the Chuyev to be made in the Terasyon. And deep with Baruch Shmai is Gali, that if there was no Chomet in the house, so you're Mevatel the Mitzvah of Bdike, the Terasyon. Alright. So that's why you can't apply. But if there would be Svek Sveike, if there would be Svek Sveike, so then said then it would be Sofik. Mashaike in the case of Teisha Tziburim, shall match up Biachot Shal Chamer to Bo Arbo. So in that case, so at the moment when the Arbo is Machnis one Tzibur into the house, so then, if there is only one Sofik, there is no Svek Sveike. So it becomes, so at that moment it becomes Mechuyev B'Diras Padai to be Beidek. So even later on, when another Sofik takes effect, so it becomes one Sofik only, because he was already Mechuyev B'Diras Padai. He became already B'Diras Padai Mechuyev to be Beidek. So that's why we can't apply the concept of Svek Sveike. Now, then he says, ואם הוא נומד שם לאדם הזה, כתיבו ורואו לסמכו. כי אם, but there is one problem that faces right. כי אם סופיק לא לא, דאמרון היי לביקי, דימר זה לקוחו שבו לתרי צוויקה, ואן לתרי צוויקה לפורס בו, היי לתלו, ולא ידעו בכלל לתרי צוויקה לנקטה, אלא כאילו לבדיקת רבונים, ואי כאן לסבוקה, דיום מלוי היו כלל, הבא לסוויקה לרבונים לכולה, the havel yichod esveike v'roche titirei esveike l'rablezer gam itum et reise aru hana esveike achine kim vaday ni kedai lo vichat esveike lo ipad aprino vichu echod esveike nino kibarish. So the Raive encounters a difficult. Now he says the Raive starts was that the reason is why we don't have esvek esveike in the case of tisho of titesha tziburin shomatze v'achat v'chomet v'osa arba v'shom. And it's kavua. So why don't we have Svek Sveike? Because when the Arbo is nichnas, we buy this. When the Arbo is nichnas, we buy this. So at that time there was only one Sof. So since there was one Sof, so it acquired the status of Bayi Shemachdis Mechomet. So it became Mechuyev B'Diras Padai to be Beidek. So even later on, when a certain interval has elapsed, let's say half an hour, within which interval it was possible for the Arbo to have eaten up the whole bundle, even if it's Chomet, so we don't say it's Svek Sveike, because he already before, at the very outset, before the second Sveike took effect, so he became a Chomet and a Svatai. So Mimele, we cannot apply a Svek Sveike later on. So it is the Kashi, so why does the Gemara say, Sofi kol, Sofi kloyo, Hayne pike, ubi kluk, fin rabaz el Rabbanon. Now what is the Machlekes? Gabi, in the case of Pike, between Rabbez and Rabbon. So Rabbeza says, I'm Nichlas Libiko, so it's Toy. Why is it Toy? Because it's a Svek Sveike. So, to my bishops, I don't have Sveike now. But here it's a Svek Sveike, so it's Toy. And why do the Chachomim say? And the Chachomim say, Mitam? The Chachomim say, Mitam? Because the Chachomim say that it is
it is not his vexation. It works up. So he asks, so the Gemara is saying here in effect, that according to the blessing, that over there is his vexation, so here too, so Sophikol, Sophikloyol, if we saw that the Argo went in the Chotzer, Eitzibu, and what we don't know whether the Argo entered into the Bais with that Tzibu, so according to the Blazer, so he doesn't have to be paid. So why not? But the Rashbot, that I would just be saying, that in view of the fact that he became cognizant, that here we do not apply the concept of Svexvei. So we mail it. So why? Because at the first moment he became Yehuyeh before the Argo had an opportunity to eat it up. So here too, why he became, it's one topic whether the Argo entered the Bais or didn't enter the Bais. So at that moment, he became Yehuyeh to be made in the Bais, so he shouldn't apply the concept of sex. Okay. So the Rebbe says, the Pshat in the Gemara here, of Sophic called Sophic Loyal, so is not that it's told in the same Machlekes of Rav Lezer and Rav Ohr. In other words, just as Rav Lezer says, that in the case of Anichmas Lebikon, so we don't apply the Aloche of Sophic Tume, why? Because it's not even Sophic Tume. Because we don't even know whether he entered the Sophic. So the Rabbonon say it is Sophic Tume. The Rabbonon say it is Sophic Tume. Masheike in this case, since the case only with the Rabbonon, so, and we didn't even see whether the Argo was Nichlas Levites. So there is no real Reyese. So Mimele, it's considered Ligabi, Dike de Rabbonon, it's not considered as Sophic Chometz. So it's considered as what? Not that the same Machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbonon applies to Chometz. So he says, Elokim di Dike de Rabbonon, Vigel Isuke Dilma Laayo Tal, Havalei, Sveike de Rabbonon Mikule, the Havalei Chode Sveike de Oche, Kitrei Sveike de Rav Lezer Gabitum de Raise. Abu Bahana Sveike Achine, kitten die Wada in Kedai, wie hat Zweke und Patrinale, wie Chure Chode Zweke und Kibanishe. So, what does it mean? He means as follows. How is it that Ligabe this of it? So he says, Zweke der Rabbanon, and Ligabe the other to you, and he doesn't say Zweke der Rabbanon. The answer is this. The Chachomim wo Mechaye Vike, even if he was Mevake. So, if it's a Mokim Shemachnisim Mechomets, so then the Chachomim wo Mechaye Vike Mechaye Vike. So Mimele, in the case of Tisha Tzibur Shomatzo Ve'echot Shom Chometz, so at the very outset, so there was only one Sofik, maybe it's Chometz. So Mimele, the Bais is considered as a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. Because the Argo was Machlis the Tzibur. We don't know whether that Tzibur is Matzeh or that Tzibur is Chometz. So Mimele, it requires a status of Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. Because we know that the Argo was Machlis the Tzibur. We don't know whether it's Chometz or Matzeh. So Mimele, it's considered as a Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. So in other words, the Cheskas Boduk is negated. So Mimele, the Bais acquires a status of Mokim Shemachlis in the Chometz. So it's Mechuyev to be Beideik, B'tiras Vadai. So even though he was mivatei or what he is mechuyev to mevatei b'tiras vada, so mele, we cannot apply even later on the concept of svexvei. Mashe'inkei in sofik kol sofik loyol. So the bias was nivden once, and we don't even know whether the Argo entered into the bias. So mele the cheskas boduk of the bias was not negated. So the bias is still considered as a mokim sheimach this in the Chometz. Because we didn't even see that the Argo entered into this Bais. So Mele, the Cheskas Boduk of the Bais remains. So since the Cheskas Boduk of the Bais remains, so it continues to be considered as a mokim sheimach this in the Chometz. So the Mele, since it continues to be considered as a Mokichi Machdisi Bechomet, so it doesn't have to be Beidin. But only if it was Mivati. So then it's only a Chiyuv Bdikah Min Rabbanon. But if it was not Mivati or not, why not? Because, so that's in line with the sheet of the Miri. So the Raibet Chite is in line with the sheet of the Miri. True, that in this case, where it was not seeming that the harbor entered the place, the harbor was seen only in the Chotzer. So Mimele, the cheskas bodok of the bayis is not negated. So it's not a real reyesay, the cheskas bodok of the bayis. If the harbor was seen entering the bayis, and the question is whether the tzibur is chometz or matzeh, so then it's a real reyesay in the cheskas bodok. Mashen came where it wasn't even seen whether the harbor entered the bayis, so there is no real reyesay in the cheskas bodok. So Mimele, it is to be considered as a mokim sheimach this Muhammad. But if he was not mivatel, so the chiyuv decays with the raise, where the chiyuv decays with the raise, so then we are chesheish even for rechosh arechek. So that's in line with the shita of the Miri, that even the bureau of Kol Polish, and according to the Miri, so Kol Polish is a bureau. Is a bureau. But since regarding the poshes, it's not a sufficient bureau, so regarding the chiyuv decay with the raise, so it's not a sufficient bureau either. So this kind of a reyese, it's not a real reyese. So ligabe chiyuv dikem de rabbonon, so it's considered as cheskas bodok, as a bayi sheimach nis b'chometz. But ligabe chiyuv dikem de reyese, if it was not mivatel, so it is also a slight reyese. So mainly it's not a strong, a sufficient bureau that he shouldn't be mechuyev to be beidik with reyese. But if he was mivatel, so then the chiyuv dikem is only with rabbonon, so we rely on that cheskas bodok. This is what Raya says. Then he says something else. Now he mentions a Raya against the Balamoya, that we cannot apply the concept of Svexrike. Because if we have to apply the concept of Svexrike, so why does the Gemara say, Shnei Tziburin, Echot Shol Matzah, Echot Shol Chometz, V'lif Neim, Shnei Bot, Echot Boduk, Echot Shehili Bot. We also should have gone in Echot Chokul Matze, Echot Chokul Chometz. We are Dina, Hila Ayah, Hila Ayah, Hayde Shnei Kupeis. So in other words, we are telling that the Arbor, the Tzibur of Chometz, the Arbor brought into the Bayi Sheinabuk. The Tzibur of Matze, the Arbor brought into the Bayi Zboduk. Why do we have to resort to it? And only because it's the Rabbonah. But if it had been the Raise, if he wasn't the Vatil, so the Gemara says it's already correct, then we wouldn't be taking the claim. But there is a specific case. So it's a raya. So the raya mentions from this Gemara is a raya that we don't apply specific. Because if we apply specific here, so even if he wasn't in Vatel, so in this case of Shnei Tziburin, so Echot Shol Matzah, Echot Shol Chometz, so he shouldn't be mechuyev to be paying the price again. And then we wouldn't have to resort to the fact that we are tailor equivalent, simply on the basis of Svexreike. So why can't we base this thing on the basis of Svexreike? And even if it wasn't privatel, because there is no Svexreike. Why isn't there Svexreike? Because the first moment when he saw the harbor entering into the batim, so at that moment there was no, the second Sophic did not take effect as yet, because there was no opportunity as yet for the harbor to eat out the whole bundle of Chomet. So he became a Chuyah B'Teir Aswar. But if he, so that's why the Gemara has to resort, even in the case where he was Mivatel, where the decay is only Rabbanon, so the Gemara resort to the fact of being Teile, that the Chomet entered, that the Tzibur Shal Chomet entered in the Bayis Sheni Boduk, and the Tzibur Shal Matzeh entered in the Bayis Boduk. But otherwise, not. Why doesn't the Gemara say, simply, we it's obvious, we get Rabbanon Likule? The Gemara only mentions this din of Shtei Kupeis is not the general principle of Shtei Rabbanon Likule. This is a special halacha of being tailored. Not the general principle of Shtei Rabbanon Likule, but of being tailored. Why can't we apply this simple halacha, the general principle of Shtei Rabbanon Likule? Because in regard to the Chiyuv Dikeh, even though it's in the Rabbanon, So our sophocles come. So in Mele, we cannot apply the general principles taken out on Nicolae. And not even Svexveke. Why can't we apply the general principle of Svexveke? Because at the very outset, he became a Chuyev in Dike Mitiras Padre. So Mimele, even later on, when there's another Sophic, so we don't have a Svexveke. So that's why we have to resort to Shnei Kupis, to the Aloha Kupis. Now, the Raive is very vague, but the Maram Chalot mentions in the name of the Raive that the Raive holds that the Aloha Shnei Kupis, the halacha of shtei kupeis is not an application of Sveikin Kabbalah Kodesh. It's not a simple application of Sveikin Kabbalah Kodesh. The halacha of Sveikin Kabbalah Kodesh even Batumah we cannot apply. Because the Shach in Hilchos Terubos mentions in the name of Isa V'Heter that where it is a rabbon that is based upon a deraise, let's say like Yunus Akum, so the Chachon Matzah of Yunus Akum, on account because of exile, so the Isa is why the Chachomim Aser Dunezakom is because of exile of the Isa of Kiras Nevele. So we don't apply the Aloha of Svekit Rabon Nikule in regard to the Isa of Dunezakom. So Nevele, even Truma is Manazet, which is the Rabon, but since it's based upon the Raise of Truma. So the general principle of Sveikin Rabban Nikolay doesn't apply to Truman Rabban, to Truman Vrasek. Where does the Aloha of Sveikin Rabban Nikolay apply only if it's an independent Rabban? But if the Rabban is based upon the Raisek, let's say like Truman Vrasek. So this, the Rabban of Truman Vrasek, Lizari, is based upon the Isa the Raisek of Truman Vrasek, Lizari. So it's like eternally as homo as the Isa of Yunasako. So we cannot apply the general principle of Sveikin Rabban Nikolay. But here there is a special aloha that in regard to the Rabbanon, so we are Taylor Likule. That's much more than something. Taylor Likule means, and the Miri says the same thing, that whenever we are Taylor Likule in the Rabbanon, so it's not considered as something, it's considered as a Vada. So the Maram Chalev mentions in the name of the Raiden. And that's probably the pshat in this raya. Otherwise, the raya is, we can't understand the raya. So the raya says that the reason as to why we say, shtei kupis acha shokhum v'acha shokhum. The b'nei v'shnei soin v'acha shokhum v'acha shokhum. V'noch v'eich ilu v'seich v'eich v'metok. So it's not on the basis of Sveikin Rabban Nikolay. Because if you've been on the basis of Sveikin Rabban Nikolay, you have another raya. Now, the shloki says, Tesis mentions, Tesis says, Hach sugya di damit has chomes b'shtei kupes lo yosek el shlokish. Di meki el shiva oru lehach b'shtei kupes ki shero b'chum ala tum. Elu krabi yichan lo yboi oru. So the shlokish ite is that even though tumah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon, so we cannot be tele lohokeil unless ro b'chum ala tum ho. So mi the reis. So there is bitu b'ro. But mi the Rabbanon, there is no bitu b'ro. So since we are dealing with Truma Bizman Hazeh, which is Rabbon, and there is Bitu Grov also, so then we are Taylor. Mashenke, if there is no Rov of Chum, so we cannot be Taylor even in regard to Truma Bizman Hazeh. The question is, so why shouldn't we say, Sveikin Rabbon Nikolay? The answer is in regard to Truma Bizman Hazeh, which is an Israel Rabbon that is based upon the Raiseh, we don't say Sveikin Rabbon Nikolay. We say Sveikin Rabban Nikolay in regard to an independent Israel Rabban that is not based upon the Raisa, but not in regard to the Rabban that is based upon the Raisa. So the Mele, but this Aloche of being Tele is a Sophic Oromio. It's a Kor of the Vada. So the Maram Chalev mentions in the name of the Raisa. So he says, the reason as to why we are feeling recurring by Shnei Kupes, because there is a rabbi in the Gemara that the Chumo fell into the Kupa of Trumo, and the Chum fell into the Kupa of Trumo. Why? The Shnei Kupes is the Ikel in Misle, the Odom Ben Das, Shenosan Trumo is a Trumo. But then you'll say, but how about the case? So if the whole reason is why we are Tevelikot is because there is rabbi in the Gemara that the Trumo fell into the Trumo, and the Chum fell into the Chum, because a Bendeo, if he dumps Trumo and Chum into Kupes, so in all probability he'll make sure that he should dump the Trumo into the Trumo and the Chum into the Chum. So how about the case where we know that by accidentally, so one saw fell into one Kupo and another saw fell into another Kupo, there you cannot say that in all probability he deliberately dropped the dump the hook trumo into the trumo and the hook the hook. So he says, "Vafiu nafluma aleihem, vada ismuchen olim. Mishe nosan shom trigo trumo, trumo mitrumo soma, lichum lichum." So in other words, there is a requirement of all, because the every Jew is careful not to put chum right next to trumo. So in other words, now he had on the table a cup of chum, a cup of trumo, and then there was also chum, he saw chum and near it, and they saw trumo near it. So you know, it's more likely that the one who left the saw of chum, so he left it closer to the cup of chum, and when he left a saw of trumo, so he left it closer to the cup of trumo, not that he left the saw of chum closer to the kupa of trumo and vice versa. So the melee, of course, it's not a badai, but there is a rabbi. In other words, it's a koral the badai. It's a sophical hogel. So in other words, that's why we are tailing. So why are we tailing here by our body? So he says, by our body too, we are tailing. Actually, we shouldn't be tailing in regard to the chiyuv tikkun. Because the proof that the chiyuv tikkun where it was mevatel is only in the Rabbanon, but it's philosophical discard. So mele, so we cannot be tailing. If it's mamish, it's something kashof of 50-50. So there, we couldn't be tailing in regard to the chiyuv tikkun Rabbanon. Because here it's a philosophical discard. But here too it's a something of it. It's called mevatel. Dal koch with your chename, shoyo homuts, somach with pais, shame boduk, umacho with pais boduk, vitalinum di somuch hayo di somuch, mishum di arba mivas boys, umay di mikra tveya. So in other words, so here too there is a rabbi in the door. Just as over there is a rabbi in the door. Because a person in all probability would leave the saw of chum near the cup of chum and the saw of trumo near the cup of trumo, not vice versa. So here too, now we had two parties. We had a bais baduk and we had a bais sheina baduk. And we had two tzibur, one tzibur of chometz, one tzibur of matzah. Now who left the tzibur of chometz and who left the tzibur of matzah? So the Balabais. So mainly it's more likely that the Balabais, when he left the Itzibur of Chometz and the Itzibur of Matzeh, bundle of Chometz and bundle of Matzeh, so the bundle of Matzeh he left near the Bais Baduk, and the bundle of Chometz he left near the Bais Sheni Baduk. It's more likely that way. It's not sure, it's not certain, but it's more likely that way than the other way. Why should a Jew, I mean, who is conscientious about the mitzvah of Bikas Chometz, why should he leave? Why should he act in such a irresponsible manner and leave the bundle of Chometz near the Bais Baduk and the bundle of Matzeh near the Bais Sheinavon? So it's more likely that the one who the Palabais was Beidik Palabais. So maybe he left the bundle of Matzeh near the Bais Baduk and the bundle of Chometz. And the Balabais of the bundle of the Bais Sheina Baduk, so he left the bundle of Chometz near the Bais Sheina Baduk. Now, so this is a matter of probability in regard to the Jew, but in regard to the Arba, so the Arba doesn't know the difference
between Baruch and Jamie, but the alcohol is a coward. So the alcohol is more likely to bring in a bundle of food into the closest house. So the male seems, you know, probability. So the bundle of chametz was left closer to the Bais Shinabon. And the bundle of matzah was left closer to the Bais Baruch. And the Arbor, you know, probability, he likes food. But he's very much afraid, so he tries to hide it in the next closest, in the closest house. So the male, since the bundle of chametz was picked up by an Arbor, closer to the Bais Shinabaduk. So in all probability, he brought it into the Bais Shinabaduk. Since the bundle of matzah was picked up closer to the Bais Baruch, so in all probability, he brought it into the Bais Baruch. But it's not a matter. So had it been a deraisa, if he wasn't a matter, so he couldn't rely on probability. It has to be a matter. Mashenke, case where it was the matter. And it's only a chiyuv of dikei min rabbanon. So true, that chiyuv of dikei is also niskanah sofi. Also niskanah sofi. And we cannot even apply this vexreike. In as much as the first sofi, at the time when, in as much as before the second sofi took effect, so it became a chiyuv to be baited with the rasmadai. So then when the second sofi takes effect, so we have only one sofi. So, but because of this sophicologil, so it's considered as a vadai in regard to the Rabbanon. So it's not on the basis of Sikhi Rabbanon Kole. We don't apply the general principles in Rabbanon Kole, but this is a special aloche that in respect to Eder Rabbanon. So this sophicologil is considered as a vadai. Now, Now, let's see the Lashon HaMir. Shnei tibot, echo shel matzo, v'echo shel chometz. U'shnei boti, echo bodu v'echo shel nevot. U'shnei avon, echo mechol matzo v'echo mechol chometz. V'nichbas echo v'vayizeh v'echo v'vayizeh. V'yodu av'echo me, v'eize v'ayiz nichbas. Ein tzor di, hoyu v'yeish v'amel isleis. V'arei nei meir shel chometz nichbas v'shein boduk, v'shel matzo nichbas v'boduk. U'mikol mokei, bitul shu v'natei v'tzor. ודוב הזה אתה לומד ממה שאומר בתחום יש שני קובס אחת של תחום ואחת של תחומו ולפניהם שני סויים אחת של תחום ואחת של תחומו ונופלו אלו איזה חיים ובתור שעליהם יחום איזה חום נופלו ותחומו איזה תחומו נופלו ואף אופי שהם יחום עם רובין על התחומו because according to Mishlokish only in the case of חום עם רובין על התחום of חום רובין על התחום ודווקא בתחום את הרבונו אבו בתחום של תאירו עד שיער בחום על התחום ויעבזו של חומץ יש מפורש של ישראל. So he says, the Abzu shall come, Yeish Miforsh in Esau, be Lechem Godl. So Lechem Godl, so the Arbo, even in a considerable interval of time, could not eat up the whole Godl. Now with Lechem Godl, so then it's very likely that the Arbo ate up the whole thing, and so he had to be beaten. That's in line with the Shite of the Ramoy. In other words, that we apply Svexvek. ויהי שאומרים בהפך, שבלחם גודל אין כאן אלא סופי כך, ויצוריך בדיקי. So there is a shita that even in regard to the case of שני ציבורי, where he was mivad, so the Gemara says that we can be tele, so when are we tele? Only if it's Lechem Godl. So in addition to that possibility that the bundle of chometz entered into the Bais Shinabaduk and the bundle of matzah entered the Bais Baruch, there is another possibility that maybe even the bundle of chometz was eaten. So that's why we are failing. So in other words, so there is a shita of shaming that even in this case where he was mivat by Shli Tzibur in Echo Shal Matzo and Echo Shal Chometz. So we are only Tele in case of Ikika Kot, where there is another possibility that maybe the Alpha in the Abdor, so there is vexmaking. So there is a vexmaking. Mashainke, if it's a kicker bottle, and there is no vexmaking, just one possibility that the Tzibosho Chometz entered into the Chometz, the Bayi Sheina bottle, and the Tzibosho Matzo entered in the Bayi's bottle, so then, even though he was Mivate, he's Mechuyev to make it big again. He's Mechuyev to be made it big again. Why? Because since Dike was Niskana Lasovic, so we cannot be tailoring. We cannot be tailoring. So there is such a shit also. And then he said, so, Rebbe Shimon Behefa Shabalechem Bodu, in Kana Lasovic Yachot. We saw the Dike, when we call okay, neither the Shitak More, we tattoo, she say any Bihwal Sophic. Vareu Bivadai, she say Nichnas Laze, Vizelose. So in other words, the Mili actually mentions here two shits. One shit is that this aloha, that the Gemara mentions in the Tzio of Shnei Tzibur Nechon Shumatzi Lech Tzor Chometz. So the Gemara says, if he was Mivatil, then he doesn't have to be Beidik again. But if he was not Mivatil, then he has to be Beidik again. So there is one shit, that this is only that where does the Gemara say that if that people is required, that is only lechem god. But in the case of lechem god, so even if he wasn't mivatel, so he doesn't have to make it again. That's the first shit. Then there is another shit, the other, just the reverse, that say that on the contrary, that where does the Gemara say that if he was mivatel, so he can be tailored kolei, and he doesn't have to make it again. So only lechem god, where in addition to this possibility that the halbo was the tzibo, that the halbo was machni, the tzibo shall chomet in the bayish in the baduk, and the tzibo shall matzah in the bayish baduk, there is another possibility lechem god that maybe the halbo ate up the whole tzibo of chomet, but in the lechem god where there is only this possibility, not, no svexek at all, not even then. So then he has to be Vedic, even though he was Mivat. And then his own shita is that this aloche applies even to this aloche, the aloche of Yimore applies Bein Lechem Godel and Bein Lechem Godel. So in other words, so Lechem, so if he wasn't Mivat, if he was not Mivatel, then he's Mechuyev to be Vedic, even in the Lechem Kotten, and why? Because he's not a real Svexek, okay? And if he was Mivatel, so even in Lechem Godel, where there is just this possibility, that the Tzibur Shal Chometz would enter into the Bayi Sheina Boduk, and the Tzibur Shal Matzah entered into the Bayi Boduk, so